So let's review. In the Mishnah on the previous daf, there were two issues in which Bisham Bisil disagreed. One machlokes is regarding smicha, as follows. Bisham Bisil both agree that shalmei chagiga may be brought on Yom Tov. However, Bishamay hold, ain't simchan alein. One may not perform smicha on the carbon on Yom Tov, but rather the smicha must be performed before Yom Tov. Smicha is where the owner of the carbon places his hands and leans on the head of the animal with all his might. Bishamay forbids smicha on Yom Tov because it is mishtamish bebalachayim, using an animal which is included in the Isra Shvus of Ruicha Vagabahema riding an animal. Bishil hold, simchan alein, we are permitted to perform smicha on the carbon on Yom Tov itself, because if the carbon which involves an Issa Deiraisa of Shechita may be brought on Yom Tov, the smicha which merely involves an Issa Derabanan may certainly be performed on Yom Tov as well. The Gemara offers two ways to understand the machlekes regarding smicha. One, Leinechluko Bisham Bishil al take of the smicha Shechita Shetzarach. They both agree that where smicha is required, the shechita must be done right after it. Machlekes is whether karbanas chevah such as shalmei chagiga requires smicha at all. Bishamay hold it is not required, therefore may not be done on Yom Tov. Bishil hold that it is required, therefore may be done on Yom Tov. Two. Leinechluko bishamay bishil al smicha atma shetzarach. Amanechluko al take of the smicha shechita. They both agree that smicha is required for kabbanas chayva. The machlokes is whether take of the smicha shechita is required. Bishamay do not require take of the smicha shechita. Therefore, it can be done every Yom Tov. Bishil require take of the smicha shechita, therefore may and must be done on Yom Tov. Another machlokes in the Mishnah on the previous daf is regarding oilus re'iyah. Bishamay oimrim eimavin, bishil oimrim avin. Bishamay hold that the oilus re'iyah may not be brought on Yom Tov, since the carbon oil is burned completely and therefore it is not oichel nefesh. Bishil hold that oilus re'iyah may be brought on Yom Tov. The Gemara gives two explanations. One, Bishamay hold that oilus re'iyah is considered inkavu lasman. Ditnan, mishle chag b'yom tov arishon shel chag, chagig v'hoilech kol regel kulay, b'yom tov acharon shel chag. It does not have a fixed time, because it does not necessarily have to be brought on the first day of Yom Tov. It can be brought any day during Yom Tov, even the last day of Yom Tov. We still hold that oilus re'iyah is considered kavu lasman. Ditnan, ava haregel v'loi chag, ein achay b'achar yusay. It does have a fixed time, because if he did not bring it at all on Yom Tov, he cannot bring it after Yom Tov. Two, Bishamay hold that in the pasuk of Oichal Nefesh it says, Ach asher ya'oichal l'chol nefesh hu levadi os lechem, from which we learn, lechem v'loi l'gvoya. The hetel of Oichal Nefesh does not apply to karbanas. Bishamay hold that from the pasuk v'chagoysim oizachag l'Hashem, we learn, kol de l'Hashem, anything for Hashem may be done on Yom Tov. From lechem, Bishamay derive lechem v'loi l'kutim, lechem v'loi l'klav. One may not cook on Yom Tov for non-Jews or to feed animals. We'll now review the sources of some of the halachas mentioned. Karbanos chayiva requires smicha. Initially, shalmei chayiva are learned from Shalmei Nedava by Abin Yav, where it says, "V'samach yaday al reish karbani." Oilus chayiva are learned from Oilus Nedava from the pasuk in Parashas Shemini. V'yikar v'sa oila v'yaseh kamishpat. Since the Torah does not mention any mishpat regarding this oila, it must be referring to the mishpat mentioned by Oilus Nedava, a voluntary oila in Parashas V'yikar, where it says, "V'samach yaday al reish oila kamishpat Oilus Nedava." Lamar al oilus chayva shetu in a smicha. Just as oilus nadav requires smicha, oilus chayva requires smicha as well. However, since there are pirches, reasons to differentiate, we must say that asa mibinai, that shalmei chayva requires smicha is derived by a tzara shava. The commonality between the two karbanas of shalmei nadav and oilus chayva is that they are both a karban yachid and both need nesachim brought with the karban. That for shalmei chayva, which are also karban yachid and which also require nesachim, must also require smicha. Tekev smicha shechita is derived from a hekesh of a shachad v'samach. The two pesukim are written one after another. Samach yada al reish ha'oilav and nirtzol lelechaper alav. V'shachad es ben ha'bakar lefnei Hashem. So too in the regarding shlamim it says, V'samach yada al reish karbanu shchatai pesach oil ma'id. The Gemara relates, Tarabon, Ma'isa behil ha'zakan shehevi ha'ilasi la'azara lismach ala b'yamtim. One time, Hillel the Elder brought his carbon oil re'iyah to the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov in order to sacrifice it, as per his opinion that a carbon oil is sacrificed on Yom Tov and that we perform a smicha on the carbon on Yom Tov. Chavar lav tamidi Shammai HaZakan. He was accosted by the students of Shammai who held like their teacher Shammai that this was forbidden. Amar loy mativa shel behemazu. What type of animal is this? Hillel the Elder, who saw that they were looking for trouble, bent the truth for the sake of peace and answered, This is a female animal which I'm bringing for my carbon shlam. Kishkish lehem biznava v'holchel lehem. Hill wagged its tail as if to show them that it's female, and the students of Shammai left. That day, the students of Shammai rallied against the students of Hill and tried to establish a halacha like Beis Shammai, forbidding one to bring an Ilusri and Yamtu. There was one elder who was a student of Shammai who knew that the halacha followed Beis Hill in this manner. Shalch behavi called Zayin Kedush of Yerushalayim, v'midin bazar, v'amar kol mi shereit to lismach, yava v'yismach, v'yisayim gaber yadin shal Beis Hill v'kava halacha g'maysan, v'lahay yisham adim she'ir b'davaklum. Until it was established without protest that the halacha follows the Beis Hill. The Gemara relates another incident with the student of Beis Shammai Beis Hill. Shuv ma'isa b'tamad echad mi tamidi Beis Hill, shehevi yelasi lazar lismach ala. Another time a student of Beis Hill brought his carbon oil on Yom Tov to sacrifice it and to lean on it. Matzu Talmud Echad mitamid Beis Shammai. It was accosted by a student of Beis Shammai who asked him, Mazu Smicha, what is this carbon of Smicha all about? To which the student of Beis Hill responded, Mazu Shtika, as if to say that you should adopt the mid of silence and not involve yourself in my affairs. In this way, he silenced the student of Beis Shammai. The Gemara adds that we see from this story that if a person tries to be a mekanter, just looking for an argument, one should try and put the argument to rest with a short response, as short as the original retort from the instigator. The Gemara now continues the discussion in the Dharma Nadavis on Yom Tov. Amar Rav Huna, L'divi ha'omer in the Dharma Nadavis ain't craving me Yom Tov. Lo yitem in the reis in echzichazu, v'rabbanu hu de gazru b'hu gzeira shem yisha. The Dharma Nadavis are not just forbidden to be brought on Yom Tov because of a gzeira, that he will wait with all his karbanos until Yom Tov, alafilim in the reis in namelo chazu. As even the reis are forbidden to be brought, as explained on the previous staff, l'chem lo yligvaya, and that is not included in kol Hashem, because Eshol Acharzman, it can be brought after Yom Tov. This can be proved from the Shtei HaLechem, which are Chayves HaYim to be brought on Yom Tov, yet their baking is not Doich Yom Tov on Yom Tov, because it could have been baked on Erev Yom Tov. The Gemara continues, Ibai Lu, L'divi HaOymer Nedarim Nedavis Ein Kerev Mi Yom Tov, Aviv V'Shachad Mai. According to the opinion that Nedarim Nedavis may not be brought on Yom Tov, what is the halach if someone did shecht one on Yom Tov? Both Rava and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna hold that the blood may be sprinkled in order to permit the meat, because once the sacrifice has been brought, it is now considered Tzecha Echa Nefesh, as this will now permit the meat to be eaten on Yom Tov. The Gemara will continue this discussion on the next daf.